Hello and welcome to the Nature of Loss podcast. My name is Molly and today we will be speaking with John. We are here with John. So John, would you like to introduce yourself for us?
I'm John. I'm a conservation management student. I'm 27 years old and I live in the northwest of England.
That's great. So would you like to share with us your story and why you're here to chat with us today?
Yeah, of course. Where to begin is always a good start of a story. So I lost my wife to cancer when I was 25 years old and she was the same age. We were together from the age of 19, got married at 21 and yeah, had quite a brief few years together, but one of the most memorable and amazing years of my life. Now during that time, from 21, before we even got married, she was first diagnosed with cancer. So that was very much a running theme throughout all of our time together, hospital trips and chemo, radio, you name it, all of the above. Was dominated quite a lot of our time together, but that didn't stop us from trying to live as much as we possibly could.
Good.
And then I say Fliss passed away in January 2019 now, so it's been coming up to 2 years now at this point. And yeah, that's pretty much, in a very short, very long story in a very short space of time, that's sure. That's pretty much why I saw the podcast and would come and do something. I thought, oh, I love nature and bereavement is very close to my heart, and that's something that I can come and talk about and hopefully help somebody else, or just, you know, take a bit of the taboo away, or I don't know, do some good, hopefully.
Yeah, it definitely will. I'm really glad that you have tried to pick out some positive points. You tried to live your lives, you tried to do everything you wanted to do, even though, you know, it must have been a really massive stress looming over the both of you.
Oh yeah, the stress levels were through the roof. I mean, when I started, like sort of earlier on this year, and when I started to come back around out of that situation, like the changes just in my body and in myself, and in, were just like, looking back, it was like an entirely different person.
Yeah.
Because the level of stress that, I mean, I was a sole carer for a lot of the time. Not knowing, going to bed, not knowing if she's going to wake up. What drugs do you need today? What treatment are we going to tomorrow? Oh, let's keep a roof over our head. Let's, you know, try and do nice things as well. The level of stress and difficulty that those kind of situations can put over, not just, you know, people at my age, are exceptionally young.
Sure.
You know, it's quite an introduction to your early 20s, really. But for anyone at any age, you know, some people live an entire lifetime without facing those problems, and others have them at, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50, 60. It doesn't really matter. The fact is that those sort of issues of the situation you find yourself in are still there, you know. Yeah, stress and difficulty is, absolutely up there.
For sure. And like you mentioned, at such a young age as well, it's not exactly what most people have in their thoughts or even in their visions for anything. You don't really see it coming when you're so young. And I think it's even more important to talk about how it can happen and how it does happen. Also the things that people have done that maybe don't take any of it away, but possibly give you another avenue to explore and relax from some of that stress as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very good point, yeah.
So what would you, we'll pull it back down to our nature. Obviously you are studying and you, mm-hmm. I imagine, would like to follow a career with nature involved. So what was your personal relationship with nature back a couple of years ago and maybe even now? How has it changed?
Well, I started loving nature from a little boy. I can't even tell you when. It's just always been much preferred to be outside in the woods than sitting on an Xbox. It was pretty much childhood in a nutshell there. I think a lot of it stems from my mum's dad. He was a farmer in his younger years and very much a man of the outdoors. So I think it comes all from there, really. And I started, say, from my work experience when I was, 15, which is more years ago now than I care to admit. I did a week with a ranger placement and, you know, it all went from there, really. I ended up living on an island as a warden in my slightly younger years, if you can call it that now.
Nice.
And say I've just returned to university to do a master's in conservation management, because nature for me is why I'm here. It's literally I go shopping centres, cinemas. Oh, no. For me, being out in nature just completely not only relaxes me and zens me out, but I get a real value out of it for my life. And obviously, everybody's different. Everyone has different priorities and what they love and what they want to do. But for me, there's nothing better than being able to be out enjoying nature and really feeling alive through that. I think that's a really, really pivotal point, that you don't have to subscribe to everything that is so busy and hectic, then you can just relax and sort of, yeah, enjoy a slightly more simple, some would say a more simple life. But I think that just being close to nature for me has always been ingrained in me from day one. So yeah, I think it year on year, I get more in touch, understand more, see more. And yeah, I want to live my life following a career that will let me be close to nature 24/7, hopefully.
Yes, well, same here, isn't it? I think, yeah. Especially following a career path, that can be such a game changer. And I've spoken to a few people now, and their choice of career has often mirrored something that's happened, or possibly just this childhood interest. It always seems to be from the childhood that really grabs you, and you can't help but go back.
I think so. And that's very true. So, yeah, it's certainly the case with me.
Great. So what things do you do to strengthen your mental health? So this could involve nature, maybe it doesn't, just things that you personally feel benefit you and your mental health.
Yeah, of course. I sought counsel with a therapist. I think that was a pretty good step for me, because I was all over the show, didn't have a clue for coming or going or what I was doing. So I think that was very good to help. And she was very encouraging for nature and the use of nature for my mental health, especially because I enjoyed nature as well, which I found really quite encouraging from day one, to be honest. I really like, quite a weird one, but I really like to be out in like stormy conditions or bad weather. I think there's nothing more invigorating than being just set up in waterproofs and out in the wind and the rain. And I think it really just gives you a feeling of nature is boss and there's bigger things and more things than the problems that we have. And that can go for anything. And I just get a real sense of peace from that, just seeing the power of nature and how harsh and inclement it can be. And that always puts me in a, not so much a joyous place, it's often quite cold and wet, and that's not always the most enjoyable, but it always puts you in, I always find it puts me in a really, really good headspace. And yeah, and then even simple things like taking an extra few minutes just to stop and look at something, whether you hear a bird or a small butterfly, a leaf, whatever floats your boat, just taking those extra few moments just to look at it carefully and just think about its role in life, like where it's been, where it's going, what it's doing. And it's just like nature recycles everything. Nothing is ever wasted. And just taking that little bit of extra time to consider things and put things in a little bit of perspective are really helpful to my mental health, because it then, when I'm faced with a problem in the real world, so to speak, I can break that down and just take that one step at a time and always be reminded, or remind myself, that there are bigger things afoot than, I don't know, if a car's broken down or whatever happens next. So
yeah, it makes the little things seem not so bad if you just take a moment and step out. And I think it's a really important thing that you said when you saw a counsellor or therapist, that she decided she would take your interest in nature and use that as well. And I think more and more people are noticing that nature can be really beneficial. But I think it's really nice that you could combine two elements of what maybe are more common things that people would do to strengthen their mental health.
Absolutely. I mean, I think those gave me some statistic. If you walk in a woodland for 20 minutes or something like that, might be half an hour, that it actually reduces your stress and anxiety levels by a crazy amount. And people, and if you do that daily, you find you're a lot more grounded and relaxed as a person. And yeah, I think as much as we have wonderful concrete jungles of cities and entertainment and bars and pubs and restaurants and whatever else, you know, we can create, I think at the core of it, we're, as humans, we all have a connection to nature. And I think that can bring us all a lot of peace and a lot of perspective onto issues that, and some people don't do nature at all. But yeah, I'm sure you could definitely find some connection there that they could relate to. I think it's sort of where we're supposed to be in many ways. And I think that's why it could be so beneficial for us.
Yeah, it's great because there's so many different aspects to nature that you can almost pick up any sort of small interest that somebody might have, whether it's the wildlife, whether it's plants, or whether it's even things like looking up at the stars. You know, it's all nature, and I think it makes it so relatable to anyone.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So this is my tricky question now that everyone goes, ooh. If you could choose one aspect or experience out in nature, what would that be? So that could be something that you look forward to every year that you must just get out into nature and go and see.
That for me would be a canoe trip through Scotland, which is something I did September 2019. So it was quite a big moment for me, really. A friend of mine was going with a few of his friends and said, "Do you want to come along?" And yeah, I jumped at the chance. And there's something very powerful about the only thing in the world you have to care about that day is paddling a canoe,
Yeah.
finding a bit of empty bank, an island, and just setting up a little camp, having a fire, cooking dinner, going to bed.
It does
You know,
sound lovely.
it was 3 days, and for me, that's something that completely. Because being, I think, being immersed in nature and having such a simple existence for those 3 days completely changed my outlook and completely changed my mental health and gave me so much strength to go forward. Because it was that trip, that reflection on that trip, that led me to go and find a therapist. Because beforehand, I was just all over the shop, didn't really know what was going on, didn't know what I was, boom, just surviving. And that trip gave me, you know, I think I was working 50 hours a week at that point, but those
Wow.
3 days gave me time to stop, enjoy the little things, listen to the water as you paddled through it. You know, you could feel the coldness of the water, you could feel the warmth of the trees, and just really put me right back into most amazing scenery, because Scotland is just phenomenal for that kind of thing. And yeah, it gave me that ability to reflect and look back at what I'd been through and what I was going forward and what bits of me weren't quite the same anymore, and really what I wanted to achieve. So yeah, I think, yeah, if I could, yeah, that's it. Yeah, canoe trip through Scotland and get a little bit of excitement on some of the more interesting bits, and but over the whole, it's just a completely relaxing experience, which just puts you right back there, sitting in the middle of nature. And I think that's so important, at least for me anyway, but I think for mental health, for everybody. Yeah, go on a canoe trip through Scotland. And if you don't want
Wow.
to go by yourself, there's plenty of companies out there that'll take it. Just go, and well worth it. That'd be my advice.
It sounds amazing, and it almost sounds like it gave you that chance to have a little time for reflection and almost sort of a reboot for both, you know, your mind and your body. And it gave you the time to think about possibly yourself and maybe your journey going forward as well.
Absolutely, it did. Yeah, it gave me just so much opportunity to be self-reflectant and figure out what I really wanted to do. Because say Fliss passed away, and then I went back to work 6 weeks later. So
Wow.
not very quickly, but not didn't really give myself a lot of time, and that's more necessity out of choice, to be fair. But then by that time, I went on that trip. Gave me that exactly that break I needed to reflect and look back. And after that, I found a therapist, quit work, and really took time to look after myself. And a big part of that was, yeah, canoeing or walking or climbing or whatever sport or activity you want to do outdoors, even just bird watching or going looking for caterpillars, whatever.
Yeah, no, I think it's really important. And you can do that any time of the year as well. So it's not something that's restrictive to, well, maybe it might be restricted to a place if you really want to go to Scotland. But I imagine you can do any sort of activity that you're fully immersed in, maybe for a few days, maybe a little getaway that you can do that's nature focused, focusing on something you'd like to do or you've always liked, or even something brand new that you've always wanted to try, and then mix it with nature and just go and do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's all of my questions. Have you got anything else that you wanted to share before we say goodbye?
I just think that for anybody listening who's either in a similar circumstance or got their own, whether it's bereavement or just mental health in general, I think it's very important to give yourself that time to give it a go in nature, even if you're not 100% there. If you think, well, nature will never, you know, it's not for me, mud isn't for me, can't do that, don't like getting wet, might just be worth just giving it a go. Find a concrete path, even make it as comfortable and easy as you want it to be. Mm-hmm. But maybe just take even just 5 minutes, stand in the garden, go to the park, wherever's local to you, whatever you can do, and just take 5 minutes to look at the little things and transport yourself back to a simpler time with nature, and don't have to worry as much with everything else going on in your day. And that really helps me, and I hope that advice might help other people somewhere.
I'm sure it will. Go out, just go and do it. Find something that'll interest you and just go and find and do it. Well, thank you so, so much, John, for sharing your story with us and all your tips as well and your advice.
That's not a problem, though. Thank you for having me.
So a massive thank you to John for sharing his story with us. And if you guys have got a story that you would like to share, then please use the email in the description. Now, go and find yourself some nature. Bye-bye. Thank you.